Try not to laugh to this cracker milk podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the
Cracker Milk Podcast.
That's right. We're here today and we're having fun. Goob, can I get you to slap the phones on for me, mate? They're just next behind Elias's junk that he puts all over my things.
I don't know where else to put it, man.
Dude,
these are props.
I swear to God, it's like you fucking.
You told me to bring stuff in, and then we don't film, and so it just sits here until we film. I don't know where else to put it. It's
you're
delicate
literally,
stuff,
you're
dude.
Like a rat. You take things and you just make nests wherever you go.
Where else am I meant to put it?
If you're in a place longer than 20 minutes, I guarantee there's going to be like a place you've decided to store.
Got to be comfortable in my nest, man.
One time I had a plant, like I had a little tree in the house, and he actually cut out a hole in the tree to store food, like a squirrel.
Yeah.
And burrowed it.
Is that not normal?
No, because it was fucking prawns. He was putting prawns in there. They couldn't get them out.
If I put them in the fridge, you would have eaten them.
No, dude, they were rotting. It smelled like death.
Yeah, you would have eaten them or thrown them out.
You didn't eat them after you stored them, did you?
Yeah, of course I did.
Did you get sick?
Yeah.
How sick did you get?
Oh, really sick.
Don't do that anymore.
Why? It was filling.
We're joined today with none other than world famous internet celebrity and very, very sexy model.
When are they coming in?
Nick Amelian.
Oh!
Oh my God.
It's you!
Hi, hello.
It's weird because we have to talk about you as if you're like another creator, even though you hang out with us and make Cracker Milk videos.
Well, I am, or else I wouldn't have enough money to live.
Exactly. But Nick is you would know her from many, 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 many videos, many of our successful videos as well. Nick is a very talented actress, cosplayer,
I have many
model,
talents.
And she's a hot babe, and she makes a lot of money being a hot, creative nerd babe. So
I make okay money. It pays the bills.
Yeah, I mean, you're making more than us. You make more than Cracker Milk.
Yeah, but most people do.
Yeah, you do. Your options when you can either work at Macca's or you get a job at Cracker Milk and Macca's still pays better.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're here. Nick, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great.
Yeah, good.
The new edition of the podcast. Mm-hmm, same as last time, but now on couches.
Chairs.
Comfy.
And every episode, including the video, is available for free. So you get to watch all this on our podcast channel.
Oh.
Which is cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then the extended versions on our Patreon, which is cool.
What?
What? Why are you acting like that?
That's just insane. No, I didn't think of that.
You're making. I'm trying to be serious and trying to do an ad, and you're making me look like a fucking.
No, it just surprised me because
I didn't
know.
Let's stop the bit for a sec. You're making me look like a fucking clown.
I don't know. Whatever he's doing makes me want to buy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa! That's crazy, dude.
Dude, just stop. You sound like you're making fun of me. You sound like you're mocking me.
Why would I mock you, dude?
Because you hate my guts.
I don't hate your guts.
Really? You don't hate my guts.
You did say something about docking before.
Yeah. Docking or doxing?
Docking?
Docking?
I'm not sure what it is, but is that the same as mocking?
Was he saying he wants to dock me? Oh, dude. Why are you talking about docking me again? Do you guys, for the listeners out there, docking is when and they spread their we're not doing that again. It's
so would you rather him mock you or dock you? Because pick one. Exactly. There you go.
Last time we docked, I got stuck. Turns out smell is an incredible adhesive.
Yeah, very good.
You know what I really like about this new setup? I could just sit a little further away from you.
Yeah, you can't. You can't smell. You can't smell Elias's dick cheese.
Yeah, it's really.
It's good.
Now we're here. Goob's off camera. Goob's got a mic off camera.
He's a goofy goober. Rock.
He's just wrangling his little dog.
Yeah,
little
Goob will be on every app. Goob's sort of the permanent producer behind the scenes.
He has to sit on the couch every now and then.
Yeah,
boy.
Wheelchair.
Well, Goob has a whole fucking show. He gets his own show that the Patreon you can watch on Patreon
the
called
Show
and Tell. And also he'll be on soon when we have, you know, when we have room.
Yeah, when I get kicked out.
You're not going to get kicked out. We can't kick you out.
Of the next podcast. I'm not on every podcast.
No, you're not in every podcast.
Why not?
To be honest,
am I not interesting enough?
Well, you get really violent and you throw rocks at us. So we want to make sure.
One of the rocks hit me in the eye and it really hurt.
It's fine. Fun tidbit. I think I told you guys before. I did throw a rock at a guy one time and he still has a mark on his nose from it. Whoops.
That's mean. Why'd you do
that? I thought I was being funny. I was friends with him at the time. I definitely fucked up. He was in the pool and I threw it thinking it would like bloop onto
his
head and he came up.
How big was the rock?
It was only like a little pebble. Not a pebble.
Like probably this big.
Yeah, I'm like.
That's a stone, bro.
That's still a rock though.
A bit of gravel.
What makes a stone and what makes a rock?
Same thing, different terminology.
Depends on how hard you can throw them.
Because I feel like if you said visualize a stone, I'd visualize smooth. Like a grey, smooth, bigger
stone.
Rock.
Like a stepping stone or like a skipping
But like
thing.
A rock, I'd visualize like a browny grey.
It was definitely a rock that I threw
Uluru
at him.
Is a rock.
Yeah.
Who wins in a fight, Uluru or Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Probably Uluru because it's a bigger rock.
Doesn't move though.
Doesn't move.
Yeah,
immobile.
Exactly.
Mm.
So I can't get knocked down.
Do you reckon the rock?
I get knocked down, but I get Uluru. The energy. It's good.
That was embarrassing what you just did now.
I like
Thank
it.
You, dude.
So we're here. Now, Nick, I'll ask you a few questions. Oh, just no. like I'm sure the audience wants to know some things.
Oh, I can ask you guys some questions too.
Yeah, what question do you have for us?
It's inappropriate. I'll go next.
So, like, when you're in Cracker Milk, what's made you laugh the most? That's a fun podcast question, I'd say.
I mean, if you want a serious answer, it's very fun hanging out with you guys, and we always have good jokes and good banter.
Yeah.
But I really like making fun of you. It's so fun. And when we all get behind it, and your soul
hard.
Dies a little bit, when you see your it in your eyes, it really...
You bully everyone.
Really funny.
So we need to band together to bully you.
That's I don't true. Bully anyone.
What?
I don't bully anyone.
You bully us all the time, dude. You're just one big bully.
Name one thing I've said to you that's mean.
Roll the clip. Roll the clip.
Yeah,
don't roll any clips.
Every clip.
Goob, there's no clip. Speaking of clips, now there is a reason. I one of the things we want to do with the podcast is sort of be transparent with the audience over how things operate. Cracker Milk, you know, it looks like a lot of fun. We get a lot of comments that we look like we're fun to work with. And for the most part,
is that
yes.
really what they say?
No, but for the most part, yes, it is fun. But occasionally we have some moments that can be pretty confronting. And Nick, you're lovely to work with.
Thank you.
We love your attitude. We love your style. But we do think maybe you're I don't know how to put this lightly, but I think you're a bit of a fucking hoe. Well,
you've never mentioned any of this to me. Why would you do it on camera?
Well, it's just like, you know, once a week we say, you know, hey, like, it's good to have you on. Please don't touch anyone. Please don't, like, harass people.
I don't remember you ever telling me that.
I feel like we have a clip. Can we get the clip? I just want to show.
Why would you have a clip?
Just
clip of what?
Elias has been coming to me, like, HR. He goes to HR, Cracker Milk HR.
You're HR.
Yeah, I'm HR.
Classic.
But I just want to show this clip that Elias recorded the other day when we were on set.
Just going home.
You're so strong. Your arms are so muscular.
Nice.
Your skin.
That's nice.
I love how much hair on your arms.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God. You need to like wear a hat and hide your beautiful head. Actually, you know, you have that thing for all. It's okay. Just let it happen. You should take your shirt off. It's really hot in here.
Okay.
Exactly. That's why you should take your shirt off. Because then you'll be more comfortable. No one will believe you. Just let it happen.
I don't remember.
Let it happen. If you tell anyone, we'll cancel you. Shh. Oh my God.
You guys are right over there?
You guys are right.
Yeah. So... First thing we need to check on now, like, Cracker Milk's a real, it's an important place. Are you okay?
What do you think?
Well, I'm just here to let you know that you hold space, that you're here to speak your truth, okay? And that your feelings are valid and that you're a victim and we're here to support you.
Victim? I gave him so many compliments.
The thing is, Nick, you can't ask people to take off their shirts at work. That's something that, like, we've told you a few times.
No, but why not?
Well,
I don't remember you telling me.
It's just that, like,
I think it's fine.
Most people don't like that.
You guys take your shirts off for skits all the time.
Yeah, we take our shirts off because we want to show our muscles off. But that's our decision. That's our decision. You don't get to make that decision. And you can't go out to him and threaten him like that.
I think he liked it.
Did you say you were going to cancel him if he told people?
I don't remember that.
What would you say about him to cancel him?
He said some things to me.
Really?
That, yeah.
Like what?
About feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Has he harassed you?
I wouldn't say. I thought they were compliments. But I thought I was just returning the favor by telling him he's really strong.
Can you give me an example of what he said about your feet?
Okay. He likes sweaty feet, and he wanted me to take my shoes off. It's true. You want to take my shoes off to see my sweaty feet.
You came to me with this audio saying, like, you came to me, to be honest, you came to me crying. He said,
you shouldn't cry. Like I said in the clip, you're kind of ugly when you cry. You probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah. So the problem is, like, now you're coming to me saying this stuff's happened, but Nick's telling me that you were harassing her. You can't tell her that you like her sweaty feet, dude. We know Nick has a problem with her feet. She's got athlete's foot.
No, I like her.
Her foot, athlete's foot's so bad, they don't call it athlete's foot anymore. They just call it Usain Bolt foot.
I actually don't know what athlete's foot is because my feet are beautiful. And Elias would know because he's asked me for pictures of them. So I sent them because I thought it was just being friendly.
So you send photos of your feet to that man?
So many.
How many?
Oh, like you could scroll.
Like high quality photos?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. You can't be sending that. Where did you send them? Like, is there like a Google Drive link or something?
Did I what?
That's fucked.
Yeah.
What did you send
like
it on?
Dropbox.
Like a Dropbox? Is there like a Dropbox link or something you sent him?
Yeah.
It's accessible by anyone with the link.
Yeah, he made me like run around the backyard for a while.
I want to see that link. You send me that link right now.
I didn't ask for the.
Just make sure it's open to all. Don't just make sure it's not like set to only certain accounts can look at it.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Just for evidence that it's true. Yeah.
Well, this sounds like you're a dirty pig too, dude. And it sounds like you're into feet.
I didn't ask
We're
for the photos.
We're all in this together.
I didn't ask for the photos.
Has Elias ever come to you about feet stuff?
Not me personally. He's always asking about my girlfriend's little grubbers, he calls
them. He calls them little grubbers.
He calls them little grubbers because she doesn't wear shoes around the house.
No, she doesn't. She boulders, right? She's a boulderer. Yeah, so she doesn't wear feet.
Yeah, he really likes to send her compliments.
Why is that? Why can you ask your toe knucks? Yeah, that does sound like you.
He says grubbers quite a lot.
I actually thought he was talking about his penis because he kept saying, like, I can't wait to get my little grubbers out on set. And I thought he was talking about getting his cock out, like Louis C.K. But it sounds like you've got a feet thing going on. So, look, the thing is, guys, with Elias, he's lonely. If you're someone who likes showing feet, Elias D.W. is his Instagram. It's at Elias D.W. That's his Instagram. We'll put it in the description. Elias D.W. I'm not joking. That is his Instagram. Go and send him photos of feet.
Or you can tag him on Instagram and say little grubbers.
Yeah. So you feel free to tag him in feet-related content or send him photos of your feet at Elias DW. Not the Crack Milk Instagram. I run that. I think feet are disgusting. I got to look at Nick's feet for research. I got to look at that for evidence and research.
That's so fair.
Now,
I have a question for you guys. If you were a girl and you had to bang one of your other teammates, who would you pick?
I have to bang a man.
Chris.
One of the team members. Sure. Yeah, that's what I mean. Between Chris and these two for you.
He was like
and
Goob. I'd fuck Goob. Fuck shit out of Goob. He's handsome. That wasn't part of the scenario.
He's also not a girl, so it's okay. It's not going
to. I'd fuck the shit out of Goob. Look at him. He's an Adonis. A Greek, the embodiment of masculinity. A Greek embodiment of
wow.
masculinity.
See, I think
he's
you're hitting on him
an
now.
An Adonis. I'd smash Goob. If you were a girl... If you were a guy, you could turn into a guy, you had to fuck one of the girls. Who would it be and why is it Elias?
I think as a woman, me, Tamara and Emily would have a threesome. I don't even have to be a dude.
You got any other questions you want to ask us?
Who's got the biggest feet? Elias has big. What size feet are you? Okay. Sorry, now I'm back on feet again.
Is there anyone in social media that you loved and then they spoke to you and you went, oh my fucking God, this person sucks?
Yes. Quite a few, which is very disappointing.
All right. Who's the biggest?
I can't say that.
Don't name names, but give me the story around the name.
Oh, it's happened so often. I don't know. And even meeting people in person, you're like, oh.
So like, give me one. Give me a big one. Give me a one that you, like not a name, just like a story of someone that you met. You were like, oh my God, their fucking content's awesome. You meet them, they suck. Because we met Smosh. Like we hung out with Smosh once.
Great?
We hung out with Smosh. So it was pretty cool. We hung out with Smosh. Yeah, it was a good night. I blew chunks.
Well, my negative one is someone I looked up to. Never had a conversation with this person ever.
Yeah.
And then I had messaged them on Instagram many times just saying how wonderful they were. And then the one time they messaged back, they had an issue with me that was really, really out of left field.
Oh.
But there are some lovely people that I've met online and in person and they are fabulous.
Can I be honest with you though, Nick? No one wants to hear about positive relationships.
Okay.
We're on the internet. They want to hear about the drama.
I'm just trying to be a positive
person. Who gives a fuck
person?
About the people that work well with you and care about you?
I do.
Really?
I like hearing about positive stories.
All right. I've got a positive story for you.
I feel like this is not
Once upon
a
time,
story.
There was a guy called Elijah and he went to the doctor and they said, we got your test results back and they're positive. And Elijah went, hooray, hooray. And they went, all of your test results are positive. Every single sexually transmitted disease you have, which is interesting because you're a virgin.
Well, you know how, like, positive is a positive, right? Two positives is a negative.
That's not true.
Three positives goes back to positive.
No, no, no. It's then, one like, positive, shame on you. Two positives, shame on me. I don't know.
And, well, I just think having every STI is a bit of an achievement. So I think that's a positive.
Oh, you're an achievement hunter.
Yeah.
That's why you've got every STI.
Like Ryan Haywood.
You're just like Ryan Haywood, the achievement hunter.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had a YouTuber that in a YouTube group, not you guys, from the US who...
Smosh.
No. Definitely not Smosh. Definitely not Smosh. But there was a guy that was involved in it and he got onto me and wanted to send me nudes of him and was like, I want to come to Australia and all this kind of stuff. And had to be like, absolutely not. Like, it was super weird. And then, yeah. It was super weird. I've had some really good
I think
things
most
happen
of,
and then some bad ones.
I think a whole industry built upon like you being a special important snowflake, like that's what our industry is like, oh, your whole business is you and like you and like your personality or your brand makes people like kind of fucked. Like it kind of just wrecks them long term.
Well, I mean, we've seen some of your fans. There's some bangers out there. There are some
I have
fans.
A lovely community of people.
Can I tell you?
You're very nice.
There are some people in your community that are scary. Like...
Well, I was getting packages at my home address and I was very worried about that, but turns out it wasn't just a business.
Like,
it was just fucking ridiculous.
But the
packages were
for like little...
Yeah, it was a company that sells like fetish stuff. Yeah, so
like,
it was super weird.
Like baby fetish stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We just have some slight fucking maintenance going out in the background, so just hang tight while that happens. Sorry.
It's every time we
do anything.
Anything.
Cracker Milk is, I think, point. God. I must have upset God in a past life.
I think it's this one.
I think it's definitely this one.
I haven't done anything to upset him in this life.
Haste me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you forgot. Instance.
Apartheid, yeah. Yeah, damn.
Hey. Hey, Smidge.
Right now, for audio listeners at home, right now, Elias is sniffing Goob's dog's ass.
Little tiny rat. She's made a little mess.
Yeah, those fucking thighs
the chosen
must make
one.
Good cushions.
Yeah.
All
right.
Can you shuffle?
I've got a couple cues I've got to ask. You're a trustworthy girl, I'd say. We're close friends.
I'd like to think so.
I'm transparent. You know everything you need
I
to know about me.
I can see right through you right now,
You think you know everything about him?
No. Those eyes definitely hide things.
Because I'm going to tell you something. There's things I know about this guy that I've only just found out. Remember Julian Assange?
You've talked about them.
He had sex with a girl without a condom. Like he stealthed, took a condom off in the middle of sex, but also he leaked like valuable military secrets. And then,
I have no idea who the fuck this Julian person is.
He's an Aussie dude who ran WikiLeaks. Anyway, it turns out I got sent an anonymous email. And I found some photos that actually are about someone in this room. And I just wanted to,
from Julian Assange.
I don't want to give away my sources is the problem. I can't give them away. It's bad journalism. Do we have some photos? I've got them on my, I've got that. You buzz them through. So I'm just going to show you first the photo. Do you know much about the IRA? So I'm just going to show you this photo here. Is there anyone in that photo that you see that looks familiar?
Does look like Pedro Pascal.
In the back there in the bathrobe?
The bathroom. Oh,
do you see him there?
I can recognize you from a mile away.
Audience, I'll put it up. Audio listeners, you'll be able to see these photos on our visual version of this, and also we'll upload the photos to our Instagram in a compilation just for those curious. But is that you in the background there, audience? The photo is going to be up there on the screen now. I just want you to look on the what side of the photo would that be? On the right of the photo there, and
it's
spot
on the left of the photo.
On the left of the photo, sorry.
You're so bad at directions and stuff.
And you're so bad at domestic terrorism because that, I believe, was moment... That orange car there, ladies and gentlemen, actually had a car bomb in it. And moments after that photo was taken, exploded during the Troubles in Ireland. And, I just got sent that photo and I'm a little confused. Were you in Ireland around that time?
I thought you didn't travel.
I've never left Australia before.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in the photo.
I do have a lot of like doppelgangers and stuff, so it could be like a doppelganger.
You do look like Pedro Pat. Are you saying that man in that bathrobe drinking that mother in the back, looking a little guilty before
his
the
eyes are like peering.
It looks like you're kind of glancing over. Okay, well, look, that's fine. Now, do you want to give some backstory over this? So this is where they the Jim Jones assassinator who killed the man in Congress. Is that
no? This is Larry Layton, the man who's part of the People's Church.
So this is Jim Jones, higher ups.
Yep, one of his men.
Right, and who's that in the background there?
That's
does it look like Elias?
Yeah, it's
staring down the barrel. I'm a bit confused. You're not in uniform. Are you also a part of the Jim Jones cult? Were you a part of the Jonestown cult? Because that's definitely you in the back there. I think there's no denying.
That's really good.
What do you mean?
That's just a really good photo of me.
Yeah. Do you want to explain what you were doing there?
I might actually use that for my display picture.
Can you explain what you were doing there? It's just you seem more concerned about your display picture and not the fact that you were a part of like the biggest mass suicide ever recorded in human history.
Oh, so the one where they drank Kool-Aid?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I knew nothing about history at all.
What?
Oh, I'm so glad you didn't see that last one because it's my favorite.
Why didn't you drink the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, so what's going on there? So you were like there. Kool-Aid. Larry Layton's there. He's assassinated someone. Yeah. I'm assuming you're there during the big cult suicide, the mass suicide. You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
Did you drink the Kool-Aid?
No.
That's what I said. He doesn't like
so
the
what happened? Do you want to explain?
It's too watered down. Powerade's where it's at.
Well, did you know Jim Jones well?
Oh, I like knew him a little bit.
How was he?
He was really kind. And like really charismatic.
Yeah.
So
why? What happened? Why didn't you drink it?
I just didn't feel like it. He knows that I like Powerade more than Kool-Aid.
I still have no idea.
One. Now, obviously, we all know about what I regard as probably the funniest tragedy, probably the funniest international terrorist attack of all time.
Gee,
which is
I wonder
9/11.
What this will be.
Now, 9/11 was obviously a tragedy. I'm not saying that the loss of human life is funny. What I'm saying is, without 9/11, Cracker Milk would probably have 50% less punchlines. So we got to make sure that we're on top of that. Now, obviously, one of the biggest things that happened with 9/11 wasn't the immediate deaths of the people in the towers and the planes, but the long-lasting effects of the huge debris cloud that filled Manhattan and actually gave people a lot of cancer. Many people die who were there just from being in that debris cloud. So what's interesting to me is I found this image. Now, this one, the others were sent to me by an anonymous source. This one actually was in, was sent a photo taken in the Peace Museum. Someone's gone to the World Trade Center Peace Museum, whatever it's called. Don't Fly Planes Into Buildings Museum. And they took this photo and said, do you know this guy? So I just want you to look closely. It's like a Where's Wally for adults. Just see. It's just a bunch of people running from the debris cloud of the first tower.
Oh, yeah, I see.
She's licking the chair.
That's bad. Now, I just want to say the reason
he's got really good
that
posture.
I placed this one in is he's in detonation range of the tower.
I just need to show, before we digress, I do want to show Elias this one here. Now, the image should come up now for the audience. Oh, is that funny to you, is it? Was that a funny moment in history for you when you were...
People died, dude.
Those people in that shot probably died from cancer.
And the people in that driver, the plane, he died.
The pilot?
Yeah, the driver.
The driver of the plane?
Do you kind of see what like my concern is? It looks like you're kind of in the back there. The thing that concerns me more is everyone's running forward away from the debris and you kind of just don't really look like you're bothered.
I'm a bit shell-shocked.
Are you shell-shocked? Like. Do you want to tell us about that day?
Yeah, well, I was at work.
Where were you working at the time?
Building one.
Building one.
Yeah.
Okay.
North.
The North Tower.
Yeah.
You worked in the North Tower.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was on my lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty hungry. I had some packed lunch, but my fucking annoying like coworker ate my lunch.
Oh, that's awful.
Out of the fridge. So I was like, well, I don't have anything to eat. So I'm just going to pop down, grab myself some sushi.
Mm.
I love sushi.
When I was there down on my lunch break,
just leave her.
I noticed.
Just fucking leave the dog. Go on.
Yeah. So I went down, have my lunch break.
Yeah, got some okay.
sushi, and then when I looked up, I noticed like people screaming, and there was a plane that flew into the tower.
Oh my god!
Now Goob was bringing something up. I want to hear Goob's point.
Sorry. The reason I buzzed that one to you, though, is that where that photo is taken is under a gas line that runs into the building, and it's in detonation range, and there's a famous theory that the buildings were actually detonated. And you're looking towards a third building.
That's interesting that, like, everyone's running the other way, and for some reason you are incredibly calm, almost as if you were aware of what was happening before it was happening.
It was more shell shock because
you have said shell shock a few times.
Yeah, because I was quite shell shocked because you know you start thinking, oh my, imagine if my coworker didn't steal my lunch, I'd still be in that tower.
I went on your MySpace that you had at the time because I did some research, and it says now you actually you had quite a few friends on your MySpace, didn't you, back in the day?
I was quite popular on MySpace, yeah.
So what's funny is that you had like your top friends.
Yeah.
All of your top friends are like exotic names, right?
Well, yeah.
Because you got Muhammad Atta. He was our top friend for you. Mm. And then you had Abdulaziz Alumari, Wael Al-Sheri, Walid Al-Sheri, and Satam Al-Sukami. Now, the thing about them is, like, I'm not going to make like a racial profile thing. They are all Middle Eastern. We'll just say that. Were you close to those guys?
Yeah, is it wrong to have Middle Eastern friends?
How close were you? Were you just online friends or were you like real friends?
Yeah, a lot of it was online.
A lot of it was online?
Yeah, probably like 99%.
What about the 1% that wasn't online?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, it's just that those were the names of the 9/11 hijackers.
Right.
And they were your top friends on MySpace at the time.
They were the hijackers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see how this puts me in a bit of a bad light.
Well, that and the photo of you.
There. Yeah. I can see how this is like aligning to...
We're not trying to frame you like a war criminal. We would never do that. Or like a domestic terrorist.
So what are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to show Nick that, like, she needs to be safe around men.
By comparison, what I did to you was, like, nothing. So I feel a lot better. Thank you.
That's okay.
Thanks.
We've all got our flaws here. Nick likes to sexually harass the men with the most thinning hair. That's her thing. She looks for the man with the thinningest hair.
I'm not thinning. I'm just got an awkward hair.
Maybe I like tall men. Maybe that's why I don't like you, Connor.
Short king.
Because you're not tall.
Yeah, it could be that. It could be the like rampant anti-Semitism that you have. And I'm a Jew.
I don't know what that is.
Anyway, I'm not a Jew.
I don't know what that is.
Anyway, look, we've learned a lot.
I love juice.
We've learned a lot. Now, whether or not you're implicit in the 9/11 attacks is something we're not going to go into anymore, okay? We're going to drop it and move on. Let's move on. I don't really want to be spending our time on the podcast like accusing someone of like heinous crimes.
Really? Because that's what you've kind of been doing the whole time.
Yeah, I know. Thanks a lot.
When's your comeuppance? Thanks a lot, Elias. What have you done? What have you done?
I run the channel.
Are my thighs not big enough for you? Boo. You have the smallest
legs on a human being I've ever seen.
No, the smallest ankles.
I picked up a skewer the other day and had to do a double take. I was worried I was grabbing Nick's leg.
Yeah. I know. Skewers remind me of my legs too.
What do you want to
just the bottom half of my
what
legs,
do you your shelled peanut reminds me of your head.
Oh yeah, I look fair.
It's okay to have a peanut head. Nothing wrong with that.
I just have, you know what? Okay. You know what? I posted a cute picture of me. I've been feeling a bit shitty about myself. And then the other day I felt really fucking cute. So I took a picture and I put it up on Twitter and then someone screenshot it and then drew like tic-tac-toe on my forehead to show how big it was. And I was like, really? Today of all days? Are you serious? I was really mad.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Yeah.
That's good.
Look, if that's the worst you're going to get from
a fan.
It was
you, wasn't it? I know.
No, it's not me.
I was like, I kind of was proud of how much effort they put in. And the X did win.
Makes me laugh is that's obviously someone who quite likes you. That they're like...
It's so much effort to be like, I don't know. And I've talked to Tamara about my giant forehead before and she had the best reaction. She's like, you're fucking delusional, aren't you? And I went, well, now I'm not worried about my giant forehead anymore.
You don't have a giant forehead.
And then that happened and I'm like...
What it is when a woman shows that she's a human being. men see it as pure weakness. And I don't
know. Maybe
it.
This guy just really likes tic-tac-toe. Like, maybe post a picture of your ass and tic-tac-toe that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Now, someone who does have a giant forehead.
You don't.
Chris.
Oh,
Chris
he does.
Doesn't have a giant forehead.
Yeah, because it ends back here.
I think it's called bald.
Yeah, Chris isn't balding. Chris isn't balding. Okay. He's just got a massive soft forehead. His forehead, yeah. His forehead ends at the back of his skull. Yeah. I would love to throw like a soft ball at the back of his head and watch it just get caught, like, and it gets caught in it like putty.
What is it, like a hand? He kind of like grabs it.
Chris fell asleep within 5 minutes of a conversation yesterday. We were having a chat.
It was so funny. He just started snoring.
Within five minutes, like the most old man shit.
It's so funny. He's talking and you won't be able to shut him up. Or he's asleep.
Yeah, and then he gets really sensitive when you tell him he doesn't shut the fuck up. He's like, oh, I don't. It's like, well, you know, stop talking.
I have heard the story 3 times, but I let him go.
Yeah. I've heard every story he's ever said.
Yeah.
For someone that old, he hasn't done much.
Got a lot of friends with a lot of nicknames.
Did you say nicknames?
Nicknames.
What the fuck, dude?
What?
You're going to have to censor the first part of that word you said because you said it so offensively.
I said nicknames.
Whoa! Stop, bro!
What? What's...
What's like a bad comment that you've got that has stayed with you?
The only one that ever actually stayed with me, aside from people criticizing... I can't say anything about what upsets me on this because people do it. But the only one that really upset me was when someone said that we were 3 men with... the worst facial hair they've ever seen and we should give up. And it was so specific and particularly mean that it hurt me. The ones that are really volatile and full on are like fucking hilarious.
No, I like the ones that are like backhanded compliments. There was one that oh my God.
Oh yeah.
I have very large shoulders. And so I've big broad shoulders. That's just what I do. I'm a very strong woman. What can I say? And so then people comment on it. Like men will comment like, I'm jealous of your shoulders. And this person just went shoulders and then an emoji of a football. And I was like, really? Yeah. I'm like, fuck. Really?
I don't think there's anything... You shouldn't be critical of your body at all. You're a beautiful woman.
Oh, no, I just think it's very funny. But yeah, I mean, these are my shoulders and they do their job and I'm strong and I could, I don't know.
Your shoulders are bigger than my shoulders.
It's true. I do have very broad.
Bigger than my shoulders too.
Friendly shoulders. Yeah. Nothing of mine is bigger than yours.
Nick's dick is bigger than your dick. Okay. I've seen both. I can always tell which one Elias's is simply by scent.
Because it's what?
Your dick.
Oh, right.
Because it's got such a punch.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know, like it's crazy, you know, crazy to think that like we're sitting here now and we're on episode 2 of the most, what's going to be.
The most watched podcast
What's going to be in a few years, the most listened to podcast of all time.
Do you listen to any podcasts?
Absolutely not. I think it's a terrible, terrible media. I would never listen. Anyone who listens to podcasts needs to get some friends and have their own fucking conversations.
I used to listen to
Except for you guys. You guys are great and you should listen every week.
You should make sure you put them out every week.
Yeah, well, I have to edit them to do that.
Come sit, Gooby Gooba.
Goobles. Professor Goobles, come sit down. Come sit down
sit
over here,
down.
Professor
sit
Goobles.
Sit your ass down, sir.
Sit your ass down, sir. Aye.
Close that door, sir.
That might be a bit of a good idea you have there.
About bloody time you sit your ass down, sir.
Bloody time, I must see.
What do you want to talk about, bud?
Oh.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Have you watched anything or read anything fun?
I've been watching Castle. I really like that.
Yeah.
What's it about? Isn't it an Aussie one or nah?
Nah, it's Nathan Fillion. He's a writer.
I love Nathan.
Because I finished Bones, so I wanted to watch the same shit.
Yeah,
Bones, Castle, it's all one word.
It's literally the same show.
Is it?
Yeah, I reckon it's stolen.
Who's a celebrity crush of yours that's a bit fucking weird? Like, not like normal, like, oh my God, Jennifer Lawrence or Margot Robbie, something that's a bit fucking weird.
I like Katie Sackhoff. I think she's hot.
I don't know who that is.
She's Starbuck and Battlestar Galactica and Bo-Katan in Star Wars.
Oh, I need to look that up.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that an odd one? Do you think she's hot?
I think it's odd.
It's an odd one?
I think she's pretty hot. Yeah.
What's your odd one?
I've had like my childhood crush that I still have
now. Arwen.
Yeah, Liv Tyler.
Oh, I fucking knew it.
She's conventionally
You're
beautiful
in my
though.
Spot.
Yeah.
Talking about Arwen.
Get up.
It's a, it's not on a lot of people's lists, I guess. Of
I guess so. I was thinking. I was thinking more like, fuck shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to be.
What's
lonely.
Yours?
Who's that guy from Chef?
Is this celebrity crush?
Oh,
John Favreau.
Oh, God, I love John Favreau. I would fuck him so hard.
John Favreau?
I love him.
I'm Chef.
Yes.
The man, director of Iron Man.
Yes.
Iron Man.
Him, yeah, I love the Chef man. Like that, God, he is a hunk. He is a sexy man. That's my odd one. That's my weird one.
Yeah. Okay.
All the rest are very normal.
No, they're not. They're not normal.
Ben Stiller's normal.
Pennywise the Clown isn't normal.
I love Pennywise.
Ghostface isn't normal.
Mm, no, that is now.
And you find a genuine sexual attraction, right, to Pennywise the Clown?
Of course.
Which do you, Tim Curry's Pennywise the Clown?
No, the new one.
You don't find the old one hot?
Not really.
What about Skarsgård, the actor?
Which one?
Oh, with the weird bug eyes.
Yeah.
Eh. Which Skarsgård?
What about
as a clown? Yeah.
Do you ever find that Ghostface is less attractive when you find out who the killer is?
Correct.
In the film?
Yeah, 100%.
So you have
unless it's like, what's his name?
So you got to find a hot one. You got to find, like, in your mind, the hot ghost face is always like one of the hot.
Yes, it has to be. It's the Billy guy from the first.
From the first one. All I remember is Scary Movie 1. That's the only. Any time I think about Scream, Scary Movie 1 comes into my head, which you haven't seen.
I have, but it was before I watched any.
You got to watch Scream
movies. So I was like,
you got to watch Scary Movie. Sorry, you got to watch Scary Movie.
Ah! So I was just thinking. So
don't make jokes because you can't watch scary movies. You're a scaredy cat.
I am. I can't.
Have to pee a lot when I get like at nighttime, and then when I get up and it's dark, it's like.
Can I tell you something
horror,
about
horror movies? Sit with me scary. For so long.
Can I tell you something?
And they
bro?
Fucking get. They give me nightmares
same,
and shit.
Same.
Like it's fucked up.
Same.
Dude, they're not. It's not real.
Yeah, I know it's not real.
Your brain
bro.
Doesn't. Your brain
it's,
doesn't.
My brain doesn't fucking think that. But it's like when I go to sleep. I'm unprotected, dude.
Yes.
It's just my thoughts.
Yes.
But they just fucking create shit.
You were as unprotected as you were before you watched that thing. Nothing's changed except your mentality. So couldn't you be
able...
Yeah,
but no, but it's the
by your own logic...
puts ideas into
okay,
my head.
Okay, so by your own logic, can't you put ideas into your head that are the movie's not real, it's entertainment?
It doesn't work like that.
No.
It's imagery.
Illogical.
Yeah. Okay, put some positive imagery in your head.
Yeah,
that's
what I
do.
That's
why I don't watch
afterwards.
Horror.
Yeah, why don't you watch a horror movie and then watch some eye bleach?
No, it doesn't work like that.
Why don't
that?
You physically
still,
bleach your eyes with
bleach? Because I've still seen it. I've still consumed it.
Okay, but what's a movie? What's a scary
head.
Movie you have seen that?
It's like watching
you?
A shark movie. Yeah, you're so scared of shark movies.
Sharks.
You told
just
me that
sharks,
you
yeah.
have to turn off The Shallows.
I
you
love The Shallows.
It.
That's so fucking lit. It was so fucking lit.
The Shallows?
Yeah, isn't that
yeah,
with
right.
what's
Blake
name?
Lively, yeah.
Yeah, God, that was a good one. I love, yeah. Have you watched the 40 Meters Down or whatever?
47 Meters Down,
yeah.
I glanced it.
It's good. It's good.
I watch scary movies. You watch scary movies?
Yeah, not of recent. I have turned into a bit more of a baby.
Oh my god,
you
guys are so lame. Watch some fucking movies.
I like watching.
Hey.
Where the killer is a little baby or some stupid shit.
I don't watch fucking weird like Korean.
I love Parasite.
Yeah, Parasite's an amazing movie. You have bad taste. Get better taste. You need to eat raw fish like the Koreans because it's a good fucking movie.
So what scary movie fucked you up, Elias?
What a recent one that I can think of was
Bluey.
Bluey.
What was it? Is it
Indian in the cupboard?
Nope.
I loved Indian in the cupboard.
Was it Nope? Is that the UFO one? Nope.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. No, it didn't scare me, but it left me like there was one scene where they're like all in the barn.
Yeah.
And the fucking like the people aliens would like come out.
That's what got me too.
It fucked me up. But then I started thinking about it and then I had nightmares of like fucking aliens and shit. Like aliens are like one thing that I don't.
It was your thoughts were scarier than that movie.
The most
yeah.
real thing.
Yeah, it fucks me up, bro.
But that's what fucked me up too recently. Because I went to the bathroom and I'd be sitting on the toilet peeing and then just see these like alien heads pop past. And I was like, this is fucked. Like,
it's like that kind of like, it's like sci-fi-ish kind of like psychological horror shit that just fucks me up. Like,
you know what fucked me up was Saw, the first Saw. I love it. I love the first Saw. It's very good. But then it was like, anyone at any time, if you're a shit person, you can be taken and like, I'm like, have I done anything?
That's me, I'm a piece of shit.
And I was like, have I done anything wrong? Am I just going to be taken? That's really scary.
I am not. The only thing that ever scared me was The Ring because that fucking
women
imagery
are terrifying.
Is horrifying, but I am not scared of horror films at all. Like, horror films don't scare me.
That was one of the
I might jump a little bit in a film, but
see,
I don't.
Like, The Ring was one of the first horror movies I ever watched. Yeah. I don't know why I watched that. It was awful. The main thing for me was that when they died, they were like,
Horror, yeah, then demented. That. Horror, yeah, and comedy awful. Are like the same. So once you kind of recognize the structure, you can kind of predict them all. Like, I can't.
Once you know one.
I don't actually wear my glasses, so I'm not being a smug cunt. I'm just saying that, like, you watch.
Yeah, I just realized you're not wearing your glasses.
You watch, but you're wearing your hat that you never take off and sleep with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look at the poster and know what's up before it happens.
Well, you do that with romance fantasy novels, so.
Yeah, I can predict every single one.
It's true.
Did you know that, like, James Wan, the guy who does Conjuring movies, you can just fucking, like, you just know, you can literally say when the scares are going to happen before they happen because they're so rudimentary. Like, it's like, that. Like, James Wan did that whole, like, he kind of brought back that whole idea that, like, it's okay to have silence and then go, whoa! And go, gotcha, you're scared. Like, you're not scared. You're, like, instinctively jumping because you're...
Yeah, but that's like, I could watch Scream or, like, Friday the 13th and I know where the killer is, but I still jump.
Yeah,
that's slashers are my favorite.
My favorite horror film at the moment is probably Talk to Me. That was really good.
Oh yeah, I didn't watch that because I was too scared.
It's scary. It's good.
I was too scared.
That's the sort of shit that would fuck you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No.
I hope the next
one's a with a little. You mentioned touch toes with it. Yeah, I am, and you hear him clearly sucking on it.
Oh. Yeah. Did you leave some of that gunk in your toenails for me?
I'm having a spiritual connection. Signs has amazing visuals in it.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen some scenes.
I don't think Signs is like popped up. The scariest movie. I just think it's got really intense imagery that stays with you. Because like it's dumb. It's really dumb in lots of ways, but then it does like really fun things too. That's just M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong. He doesn't know how to make fucking movies.
True.
Have you seen Old? Where they go, they get stuck on the beach and they age rapidly. Like, dude, that movie is like, you know, when it's something so bad, but it's like a train wreck. You have to watch it. Watch Old. You can watch Old. It's not scary. It's.
Have you seen his next one? The new one? The Cabin?
No. Yeah. Is it good? It's not good. With. Well, his batting average has been down for a while. Like a really good one, and then he does it all the time.
Dude, The Village was so good until like.
All right. We've got a comedy podcast here, and we've leaked into film.
Yeah, I feel like I've.
You find it weird that we create content in a vacuum? You'd feel like this too, where like because we're in Wynnum and like no one else is where we are, and no one else is in Queensland making content.
Yeah.
We're literally like. We have these followings that are pretty significant, and it is like no one knows, like no one else in YouTube or Instagram knows that we exist. Like that's how it feels constantly making content where we're making shit and we'll hear things from people in LA and then nothing from anyone. It's fucking crazy.
I want to be friends with people, but you have to like be close proximity to people to be friends with them.
Yeah.
And they're all overseas and I can't even meet them. What if they like me? Or what if they don't?
Yeah. I mean, we'll go to LA at some point. Hashtag
LA.
Should we start an LA fund? Like a
donate pay thing. For us to go on holiday.
Yeah.
It's a working holiday. It's claimable. Claim that shit.
Yeah. I mean, we're working, but I would never ask someone to fund my overseas
I got asked to go to a convention in Abu Dhabi.
Are you going
to
go?
I said no. Well, I didn't.
Why?
Well, because it was over Christmas time or something. And I saw some other big cosplays that went and stuff, but I don't know. I just was like, I'm really bad at flying and I didn't see it. I can't remember.
I fucking hate flying.
I hate flying so much. And Abu Dhabi is not a place that I particularly felt like where I wanted to go. Where is Abu Dhabi? Dubai.
Oh, they love women there. They're really good to women there in Dubai.
Mm. And because like if I brought Kian over, you can't like hold hands and stuff. Mm. And I feel like I'd go to jail because I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, pretty crazy, hey.
I don't know. But my cousin's working over there at the moment at their movie world. They have a movie world over there.
They have a movie world.
Really?
They have a Warner Brothers world.
Yeah. Hopefully they're spooky.
It's really cool over there. Like, I looked up some things, but then I looked up enough things that I went, now I don't know where to go.
Do you reckon the Scooby-Doo coast is better there than the fucking shithole one that they've ruined it?
Do you reckon they'd have less deaths there?
There's no deaths at Movie World, bro.
Yet.
Dream World.
Yet.
Then that was the River Rapids White.
Yeah.
Which is insane because anyone local or relatively local, like I had a Dreamworld annual pass multiple years, went on every ride multiple times. Like,
no, the weirdest thing is that I only went to Dreamworld once and it was like maybe a couple of months before the incident happened.
That was the only time you went?
Only time I ever went. And my mum was like, we've got to go on that ride. I love water rides. I was on there and I was pooing my pants. Oh, I was like, this is fucked. I'm scared. That's funny. And everyone's having a great time, but I was like, I'm so scared.
It's famously such a chill ride.
Yeah, no,
For anyone unaware, like, a big theme park like an hour away from where I live. Went on it for years, and there's a River Rapids ride, which is quite old but very chill. It's just like a big, like big circle,
like a tube, plastic, a tube water ride.
Yeah, but yeah. It's a big plastic one, like quite big, and you'll just sit in it, and it goes down the rapids, and they're pretty chill, and it just knocks itself around.
I was freaking.
But
out.
Then on the ramp, one time these children and a family were on it, and the ramp that brings it back up to get you off, and it malfunctioned, and the whole donut flipped on its head and suffocated and crushed the people in it.
Well,
they were on the conveyor thing, so it was turning up.
Any measles?
So that happened.
Comedy podcast?
That's just context for the audience. That happened, and it's kind of killed the business. Dreamworld doesn't have good business because of that.
They lost their dream.
I think all of those theme parks suffered after that.
Yeah.
Who has Bluey?
Bluey?
Yeah. One of them's got to have it, right?
What do you mean, who is Bluey? Dreamworld.
Yeah,
Dreamworld had the rights at one point, I remember. But the thing with Bluey and what's sad about Bluey is that...
you can't date the dog.
No. It actually mauled the neighbor's chickens, Bluey, the other day, and the neighbors were pissed. And look, let's just say that the Bluey you see on screen is probably a different dog than the one that was originally...
No, I reckon that episode will come out for sure.
I don't think they're going to bring that out.
You can find like a few differences between like some of the patterns on Bluey and the
yeah,
Bluey,
if you look at the cartoon, you can see that like the dog they have is
like one
different.
Like extra spot.
Well, the first Bluey bit of kid, they put him down straight away. The second Bluey was fine but wasn't toilet trained and they just had enough of that and got rid of him. The third Bluey was doing great up until recently when the neighbor's chickens got mauled.
Fourth Bluey was just a horn bag.
The fourth Bluey, fourth Bluey would not stop humping. Like the fourth Bluey was on heat constantly. You can be a horny female.
That is true.
The fuck?
Are they only dogs in Bluey? Like, is there a chicken character?
Yep.
So that was like a living human,
Was a chicken?
Yeah.
But it was sentient.
Chickens are sentient.
Yeah.
Maybe the animals have to die in real life, and then they become cartoons. So they wanted more chickens, so then they killed
Well, when
them.
Bluey killed the chickens, the thing that's alarming, it wasn't like a dog mauling. It was like he had an AR-15 and he was going up asking what religion they believed in, if they believed in God, and then killing them, executing them.
I'm a dog.
Is there Jesus in Bluey? Was there a Bluey Jesus?
Yeah, he's called Bleezers.
Okay.
He's got Yeezys
on.
Do they
ever have episodes where they have like humping dogs? Because that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Do they cock their leg up to pee or do they go to the toilet?
I've seen Bingo's lipstick a few times.
Is Bingo a boy?
I think Bingo is the mum.
That's cool.
Like makeup.
I think Bingo's
lipstick.
A brother.
I didn't realize that. You're talking about lipstick dick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't realize that. I would animate that.
You'd be on Bluey?
I'd be like an aggressive neighbor.
I'd be a local cop, but I'm really corrupt, like horribly corrupt. And I aggravate the dogs to bite me, and then I take them to the vet to put them down.
I'd probably be the moon.
The moon?
Have your actual face.
Big blue house. Yeah. Like, they're in the big blue house.
Yeah, that's the moon. Imagine trying to sleep and you got that fucking moon face looking at you.
I just like that. I thought that I was talking to someone and I was like, isn't Bluey like super PC or something? And then I looked it up and it was like, they're in trouble because they're not PC enough. And I was like,
One episode got removed from America because Bingo, the dad, wants to lose weight. And I think that's hilarious that like weight loss is looked at that way.
That's so awful. I think you're allowed to do
wanna
that.
Change
if you want to
change your body if you
want to
change.
Right?
Yeah. Well, everyone, this has been another fantastic episode of the Cracker Milk Podcast.
Cracker Milk.
We're still finding our feet. We're not sure what parts of this will do more, what parts of it will do less. The one yesterday was...
let us know.
Let us know what you like. Yeah. This is a brand new channel. Thanks for watching. There'll be more coming out. You'll see some little bits on here. If you want to see the full version of this podcast, we have the extended version available on our Patreon. You can donate as little as $2 and you get all of our content absolutely free. You get an extended version every single week. And on top of that, you also get a bonus podcast. That's right. The boys here are so fucking pathetic and lonely that they do show and tell where they show off.
I'm very
toys.
Much looking forward to coming
up. Yeah. And Nick is literally like the amount of junk in your house like that you can bring in. Oh, sorry.
It's true. It's hard to choose between what junk I want.
Yeah,
to
and I say junk as in the same way I talk about your shit. Like,
yeah, it's a bit mean, isn't
collectible
it?
Collectible action figures.
Thank you.
All right. Anyway, you can see. So, if you want to look at how the reason why all of us are not seen as adults. You can watch the Show and Tell podcast, and if you want to see more jokes, you can listen to this. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and
thanks.
We love you.
Thanks, guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Whoa! Whoa!